This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. Hi, gorgeous brides and grooms. I'm Becky, and welcome to the first episode of Rock My Wedding, the podcast. We're so excited to be here and recording this podcast. It's been something we've been wanting to do for quite a while now, so to be sitting here recording it feels wicked. I'm saying we, it's not just me. I will be bringing the podcast to you fortnightly, but I have my little sidekick with me, blog queen, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and founder of Rock My Wedding, Charlotte O'Shea.
Hello.
Hi.
I feel that was a massive big up now.
And I feel it's well deserved.
And I feel like, yeah, I really need to bring something special.
You've got to bring it, Char. This is it. It's the podcast. So why are we doing a podcast? We have such an amazing social media following, and there's so much scope for us to chat on over our Instagram, on our Twitter, but actually it can be quite limiting, so we thought, let's just do it. Let's have the podcast, let's chat everything out, all the nitty-gritty, and let's have your input as well. You tell us what you want to hear about, if there's anyone you want us to interview, any specific topics, email us at podcast@rockmywedding.co.uk and be as involved in the podcast as you can be, because it's totally for you guys. Okay, Char, so what are we talking about today?
I'm engaged.
Oh my God!
He asked me last night. What is happening?
So will you be my maid of honor?
Of course I will.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
You know, just whatever. Throw the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
In the shower and...
Oh my God. We are talking about bridesmaids. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. From our vast experience, which is in fact 9 years in September.
9 years?
9 years of Rock My Wedding.
Wow.
It's one of the most discussed topics. Everything to do with what they wear, what the current trends are, little snippets of advice that we might have. Mm-hmm. And what I want to start with is my two rules of bridesmaids outfits. Oh. Number one. Never ask your bridesmaid to wear something that you wouldn't consider wearing yourself.
Yes.
Rule number two, if you have duly abided by number one and your bridesmaid still isn't comfortable with your particular choice, then you really should discuss their concerns with them and see if there's potentially another option. And if you really, really love that dress, and say all the other bridesmaids that you've got love that dress too, then perhaps discuss accessories that might make them feel more comfortable mm-hmm. in that outfit. Or say if they really like the dress but they're not comfortable with the length, potentially look at changing that. Mm-hmm. I feel that there's always an option, and the one thing that you want on your wedding day is for your best friends to feel really confident, and for them to have, you know, a really amazing day just like you are.
You want everyone to be as happy as you are.
Yeah.
And I've got a story about this, because I went to the evening part of a wedding and I knew three of the four bridesmaids and expected to sort of walk into the marquee and see them all, you know, happy and dancing. And actually, I could only spot one of them straight off because the two others had taken their bridesmaids' dresses off. So they're all staying at the venue.
My goodness.
And before the evening started, they'd gone and got changed because they just weren't comfortable.
See, I find that amazing that they'd never raised like their concerns with the bride. And if they did, I can't understand why.
No, you'd be mortified, wouldn't you?
Absolutely mortified. Yeah.
Waste of money for you if you've bought the dresses, and just a whole day feeling so uncomfortable that you couldn't wait to change into something else for the bridesmaids. So yeah, we must stick to your rules.
Stick to the rules.
Okay, so how many bridesmaids did you have?
I had four.
Four.
So my sister-in-law and two of my friends, like long-term, like Sarah I'd known since I was literally a baby, and Melissa, who I'd known since I was like 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
So proper.
Yeah.
Close friends.
Yeah.
That's so nice. And they all wore the same colour.
Yes.
Yes. But different styles? Same styles?
No. They all had, I'd say mini, but not bum flashing.
Mm-hmm. Didn't your nan have something to say about that?
Yes. My nan
was very
vocal on the dresses. Oh, shall I try and do a Welsh accent?
Let's check out this. Charlotte's a little bit Welsh, so she loves a Welsh accent.
Why are they wearing such short dresses? You can almost see their bum. That's what she said. I'm going to show you. And you couldn't see their bum. And obviously, if they did a headstand, you would have seen their bum. But they had great legs. Dresses were ace. They were from French Connection. They were ivory, which at the time, my nan also had something to say about that.
Yeah.
Like, why would you ever have bridesmaids that match you? Whereas, of course, now ivory, you know,
yeah,
as much as any other colour, is very popular.
We love a white on white wedding.
Yeah, theme, white on white.
So I had three adult bridesmaids and three younger bridesmaids. They were... My grown-up bridesmaids were my sister-in-law and two best friends, and my little ones were all my cousins. They were that sort of age, so they were like between 9 and 12, I think, so I wasn't sure how to approach them as bridesmaids in terms of fashion because of that awkward age where they don't want to be flower girl because they're too old for that, but obviously can't wear an adult dress. But it turns out that I got all of theirs from Coast Sale as well. I'd initially seen... a dress that I thought was great for the young ones. It was yellow. Our wedding was very colourful. It was yellow with loads of splashes of colour on, and it was short, and I thought, that's perfect. It's really playful. It's just lush. So they had two, and I needed a third one. So they had to phone around for me. So one of theirs came from Sheffield store, where I was based in Birmingham. So I've had to phone around all these stores to try and find the third one. And then it just so happens that they did it in an alternative colour, which was like a real hot pink. So the grown-up ones... They all ended up having the same dress. But it worked because it was quite short and it was quite playful and it suited everyone. So I was so lucky that actually they all really liked it and they were really comfortable and they could all be the same. So they're kind of matchy-matchy, but not.
So on the subject of Coast, it was actually some Coast separates that was one of our most liked Instagram bridesmaids posts that we've ever had. Oh. And it was a sequin top, cap sleeves, and a blush midi skirt.
Oh.
Three bridesmaids standing by a car. They looked amazing. So yeah, it clearly really resonated with people. Yeah. And on the subject of sequins.
Yeah, we love sequins.
Yeah, we are definitely seeing a move towards occasion wear when it comes to bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons, I guess, because we're seeing a lot more black tie weddings.
Yeah.
And also the fact that bridesmaids can sort of wear those dresses again if they are more of like a gown, because obviously, you know.
Yeah, if they're more stereotypically bridesmaid-y, they're not wearing it so much again.
No, exactly. Yeah. But if it's like more something glamorous, you can wear it too.
And I think especially if it's separates as well. So say you've got the sequin top, you could wear that with a pair of like jeans and heels, couldn't you, on a night out afterwards?
Yeah.
Like, that's not to say it's not dressy enough for the wedding, but you could totally switch that up
afterwards. You could. In fact, it's our editor, Fern, her favourite look for bridesmaids. And it's so versatile as well. And if it's got separates, I feel it's so much easier to have a combination of a top and a bottom.
Yeah, and also you can mix match that as well, can't you? So you could all have the same sort of top, but a different length skirt or style skirt or something like that. So, yeah, it's so versatile.
Yeah. Which means that you can make everyone comfortable. Someone prefers wearing a maxi length or a midi length.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that.
When we shot the Pandora campaign, because we styled their bridesmaids gifting for this year, one of the dresses that we chose was by Maya, which you can buy from ASOS. And it had a like sequin V-neck bodice and then like a tulle maxi skirt with like a pleat in it. Stunning, like almost like a mockery blush colour.
Oh, nice.
Really popular. And so many of you guys essentially copied in your bridesmaids because you'd actually already bought that particular dress or very similar styles. When I was talking to Sinclair, who was one of the founders of Maids to Measure, she was saying exactly that. So all of sort of the brides and bridesmaids that go into Maids to Measure to pick a gown are definitely choosing more occasion wear styles as well.
Yeah, over that traditional bridesmaid. Over,
yeah,
look.
Definitely. Yeah. And in fact, Maids to Measure did Millie McIntosh's bridesmaids dresses.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh,
they
nice.
Did. That must have been an exciting project, I know.
Yeah. And she was quite mix-matched in her approach.
Yeah, apparently she had clashing reds and pinks,
which
I thought was quite cool.
Oh, I like that. It's quite brave, isn't it, and out there. Okay, so Millie McIntosh had all these clashing colours. What do we think has been the most popular colourways that we've seen on the blog this year so far?
Definitely blush or navy.
Yeah.
And in terms of style, still full length, so maxi length, cap sleeves, and I'd say neckline wise, V-neck, scoop neck. Mm-hmm. Although I'm loving a Bardot neckline right now.
It's creeping further and further into bridesmaids, isn't it, the Bardot?
Yes, it is. In fact, two of my favourite dresses are the Imi dress by Coast, which has like a lace bodice, which is Bardot, but with long sleeves.
It's lovely with the long sleeves.
Yeah, and then like a pleated skirt. And there is also a gown by TH&TH, mm-hmm. Who we, again, borrowed some of their dresses for the Pandora campaign that we did. And they actually do a dress called the Bardot.
Oh.
Which is, it has got like very, very delicate sleeves, which kind of like hang like halfway down your upper arm, if mm-hmm. you like. Really stunning bodice. And again, put it on Instagram and
everyone loved it.
Everyone loved it. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. And I love that navy is still like really on trend. You can't go wrong.
No, very classic. If you're concerned about the colour that you're choosing and you haven't, even if you have or you haven't got a particular colour scheme for your wedding, then every time. I would say
and
navy.
It spans all the seasons as well. You can definitely get away with it in summer. You don't have to have the light colours.
No.
Just because you've got a summer wedding. Navy is always a winner.
Classic, elegant. Yeah. Go navy.
Timeless.
In fact, I'll tell you who do some really good navy gowns, especially if you like Reformation. The American brand, which, as you know, is
Charles,
my favourite.
Well worth the import taxes, people.
Yes. there is a brand called Rewritten, which are on our directory, The List. And they do lots of very simple but stylish gowns. They do quite a lot of wrap styles, which I think suit like
so all, flattering.
So
they?
Flattering, yeah. And they have a lot of like navy choices. So. Yeah.
And they're super fresh and cool as well, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely worth going to have a look at them. We did a recent poll on Instagram. You may have seen it, you may have taken part in it, to find out where you're buying your bridesmaids' dresses from.
I wasn't surprised in terms of the split, but perhaps I was surprised by how much it was split, like how many still buy their dresses from the high street. It was 81%.
81%?
From the high street, yeah.
Wow, we're doing something right then on our... old British high streets, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
There is such a bigger offering though these days, isn't there?
Yeah.
I know compared to when I got married, Coast was maybe somewhere in Debenhams, but Coast was the biggest one.
Yeah,
for when
and
I got
I'd
married.
Say actually it's still definitely one of our
dominating.
Number one high street retailers. In fact, we styled their campaign in January, and I was really, really pleasantly surprised by sort of how many different styles they had, but. They'd obviously really thought about it in mm-hmm. terms of the styles and flattering
and the quality
everyone.
Quality.
All of those. All of the above.
Yeah. And ASOS is another massive one, isn't it?
That,
we
massive.
Tend to
so many
feature
brands.
In our real weddings because they have such a huge offering.
Yeah. It's really interesting, actually, because, of course, on the high street, you can find dresses at any price point.
Yeah.
You know, you can go as spend as little or as much as you want. But actually, you know, I'd say that you can obviously... buy gowns that are geared at bridesmaids that are available on, say, ASOS, that are actually, you know, just as expensive as what you might get from a more traditional bridesmaid retailer.
Yeah.
Which brings us nicely onto how much do you spend and who pays?
Who pays?
Who pays?
Well, we did another little poll for this, didn't we, on
the
old Instagram to see. Mm-hmm. What did you do? Did you buy your bridesmaids' gowns?
Oh, yeah, I bought my gowns. I feel quite strongly about this, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. If you want your friends to wear a very specific dress, I think that you should fund it.
Mm-hmm.
That is my personal opinion. I know that not everyone feels that way. I think there's obviously another option rather than just either you pay or you expect them to pay. And that's if you have a very strict budget and you give them that budget allocation. And then if they want to spend more on something, then they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like a good sort of middle ground.
Yeah.
So say that you are not too fussed about the style of dress, but you want a particular colour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a case of, right, I'm having navy. Preferably I'd like something that's kind of either midi or maxi length. And that doesn't include lace.
Yeah.
And then they are able then to go out with their budget, find something that suits them, mm-hmm. pay more or less if they find something, you know, there's less.
What happens if they come back with something you really hate?
Well, I think, because actually I know of where this has happened before.
Mm.
I think at least if, your bridesmaid send you a link to the dress so that
yeah, you can veto it if you need to.
You can say, like, you know, oh no, that whatever, that doesn't work, or that's just really not what you envisaged for your particular wedding. Because that's also fair enough as well, yeah. If you know, if you're paying for it. Then I think that's the best of both worlds. That's certainly what I think I would do now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give them a budget, let them go shopping.
Yeah.
With stick to the rules.
Yeah. Because big for now, and certainly this could be even bigger in 2019, is tonal bridesmaids dresses. So not so much let's all wear blush or let's all be mismatched, but more so let's all wear blue.
Yeah.
But lots of different shades.
Your navy, your pale, your...
Yeah, sky blue. Yeah. And it looks amazing. Like, if you think of it as like a palette.
Yeah.
Which, again, means that your bridesmaids can go out, pick a dress that suits them, and pick a shade of that particular colour.
Yeah, because that doesn't necessarily going to suit everybody, is
that
it?
That suits their skin tone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, me, in blush, no.
Would we even see you?
No, not ever.
Where's Charlotte? Oh! Yeah.
So, and although I love it,
yeah,
but it would be so much, like, if I was, like, given that task, obviously I would then pick something with a little bit more colour in it to lift my pale skin.
Yeah. I paid for my bridesmaids, and funnily, I had to ask one of my bridesmaids this week. I was like, what did I pay for? Like, I can't remember. And luckily, she's one of those people that remembers everything, you know, all the dates and all of that. She was like, you definitely paid for it, and we definitely chose our shoes, but you bought those as well. But you didn't pay for my makeup, because what's up with that? I know. I was like, no, so I bought dresses and shoes. And again, like you, I feel like, and it's, I felt like I should pay for them because I wanted them to play that role in my
and
wedding.
Wear something very specific.
Yeah, I mean, they would have, like, hands down been like, I'll be bridesmaid. But I wanted them specifically to be my bridesmaid. So therefore, I feel like I should kick you out. Like, you know, thanks. And you've been dead helpful. And here's a cute pink frock you can keep forever. And here's a nice pair of heels. And every time you wear them, you'll think of me because I bought them for you. I love you.
It's not all about you, Becky.
Oh, God, I must remember that. But yeah, so I'm the same as you. But then when it came to other small details like hair and makeup, that was a whole different subject.
That's probably another podcast.
That maybe
it?
That's I'd bridesmaids say, plot too.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we said then that our personal opinions are, and majority of our readers' opinions are, that the bride and groom buy the bridesmaids' dresses. How much are we spending? What are we talking? What do we think is average cost for a typical bridesmaid
dress? The average cost is around about £100.
I would say that's right. Yeah.
But like anything, it's open to what your budget is, what dress you like, how much that costs, how important that investment is to you. You might see something that's really expensive, like really expensive, blows the budget. Potentially there could be something very similar that's cheaper.
Yeah, a high street alternative.
Yeah, if you've got time, shop around.
Absolutely shop around. I had to shop around. I had to get mine from three different stores. That's how it ended up in the end. So it's definitely worth it, having a good look around.
Well, I had an extra dress because we had some jiggery pokery with the alterations that happen. It happens. Things go pear-shaped.
Yeah.
And we had to, we literally had to buy an extra dress to take the fabric off to add to the bottom.
Never.
Yep. Of two of the dresses because they were just that bit too short.
Your nan was right then.
Then the nan was right. Yeah, that there could have been some bum flashing action.
Oh gosh.
At any point, especially during the dancing in the afternoon.
Did that, it get a bit raucous?
Yeah. So yeah, we had a sacrificial dress, as we called it, and the fabric was taken off the bottom, added to two of the others that got just, yeah.
It's amazing. It was.
They were mini, mini.
Mini, mini.
Yeah. Interestingly, we did another poll.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that we get these polls.
We love a poll, can you tell?
73% of those people who joined in with that said that the couple who are getting married paid. 73%. So 27% paid for their own.
I find it a high statistic.
I do. I'm surprised by that. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
but
very,
you know,
interesting.
It's up to the couple, and it is
up to the couple, and it's one of those things, isn't it? I suppose sometimes your budget might not allow for that, but people want to be a part of your wedding party, and they're more than happy to buy the dress that you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had three bridesmaids.
Four.
Four bridesmaids. Do you remember how you asked them?
I think it was...
Was it a given?
No, because they live all in, like, around the country, really. Mm. So it was literally like a phone call. I got engaged. I want you to be my bridesmaid.
Like that pure excitement. Yeah. I can't wait to ask you. I'm going to have to ask you right now.
Yeah. Whereas, actually, there's so many cool, like, ideas and ways that people are doing it. And I wish that I'd kind of perhaps not got so overexcited and thought of
Well, we put a post out on our Instagram to ask people how they asked their bridesmaids to be their bridesmaids. And we got some great responses. So I'm going to share some, might give you some ideas. So Emma_Harvey, she said, when you assume your bestie already knows she'll be bridesmaid and you just start talking about things you'd like her to do at the wedding. Hashtag never assume. So that wasn't even an ask.
So she basically just like, this is what I'm doing at my wedding.
Yeah, this is what you'll be doing.
No, that's brilliant. And I love the one where she had some of those confetti pops.
Yes.
And just put like a question in.
And it pops out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so lovely, isn't it? Do you think they all went, ah!
Yeah. But my favourite was the lady, I don't know whether you've got her handle written down there, who just said that she gave them some Moet and a rude card.
Yeah, we love a rude card, don't we? Yeah, that was Live Forward 21 with pink Moet bottles and rude cards. Although it was more of a demand than a request. High maintenance bridesmaids.
High maintenance bridesmaids.
We'll take them.
So I think all those ideas are
so lovely, really cool.
Yeah, yeah. It just builds up the excitement and the anticipation towards everything. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's so nice that brides these days are really making a big deal of their bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Because actually, the bridesmaids have got a big job.
Yeah.
They're a massive part of the day, aren't they?
Which, like, well, what is their role? Because obviously, depending on what bride you are, depends on what your expectations of what they should be doing.
Do you need them to
be
organising everything? Or are you a bride that, oh, no, need to be in charge of everything, need to know what's going on, need to organise my own hen do? That wasn't me. In life, I am not an organiser.
What I would say is, as much as you can, delegate.
Yeah.
Because
it takes the pressure off.
It's quite a lot to plan a wedding. My sister actually was really, really helpful and hands-on, like, with my hen do. I sort of said where I wanted to go, because my wedding was really last minute, so there wasn't that much time to plan, like, a hen do, if I'm honest. Mm. And so, she was really helpful. And then on the morning, my sister-in-law was really great, like, getting things. You don't even think that, but you sort of stood there and you're trying to do your makeup, you're trying to do your hair, and you're also like trying to have a glass of champagne, and she was there she was there like pouring the champagne, like, you know, helping me put my shoes
dead
on
helpful.
Really helpful. Yeah. And I really appreciate it, and obviously I still remember it. So it
was, and you're so right, that morning of the wedding, that is crucial.
What I would say to all the brides that are listening, please give yourself like some time, even if it means getting up earlier, depending on like when your ceremony is, but definitely have a few hours where you're just like sitting with your bridesmaids. Perhaps you're having your makeup or your hair done or whatever it might be, but you're just like reminiscing, having a nice
order
croissant.
A bit of breakfast. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. It's really important. It's a really good bonding time. It really builds up all the excitement for the actual day itself. Mm. And for me, that's like one of my favourite memories for the wedding. And had you asked me in advance, I wouldn't have necessarily said that, but yeah, it definitely was.
And I think you're right, that's part of the day you just don't forget. Like, I can remember my mum struggling to do up the back of my dress, and then my bridesmaid coming over and being like, come on, we can do this together. And I'm like, oh, you're all just trying to make me look so beautiful. And like, it's just so lovely.
Yeah.
Like you say, real bonding time. You mentioned that your sister is super organised and really was great at sorting the hen do. Do you think when you choose bridesmaids, you need to choose... So you need like a team. So there's someone that's super organised. There's someone that's really chilled out. There's someone that you know you're going to have a laugh with for the whole planning period. Is that a standard team fixture, or is that individual to each bride? Because each bride's different.
Yeah, definitely individual to each bride. And I always think when you're picking your bridesmaids, you want to pick the people who, like, you know, are going to want to be there the most.
Yeah.
Like, are going to want to walk down the aisle. You know, like that mean the most, and that doesn't mean like the people that you've known for the longest.
You're right, very right.
Might be a bit controversial, but it doesn't necessarily mean either the person that you were bridesmaids for mm-hmm. 7 years ago.
Yeah,
because
oh, that's a topic,
you know,
for this it part
is
two.
It is a topic because, you know, relationships change. You might have known someone for actually not that long at all, but they're a big part of your life now. They're going to be a big part of your life in the future.
Yeah,
and
why not have
therefore.
Them?
Why not? Yeah. Ask them, you know. Yeah. Me personally, as you know, I like to organise everything, hence why I've got my own company. But yeah, so my sister was really helpful for my hen do, but I was quite like with the dresses and the shoes. And again, like if I did it again, I would have a totally different
yeah, would
approach.
You? Would
I would,
you?
Yeah, I would. Because obviously I've been doing it for years and years now, yeah. And there's all different things that you see, and there's like options that I never even knew about back then.
Yeah. But what does it look like now then? Tell us, what do you bridesmaids look like now?
And
where are you doing?
At the moment, I would go for a tonal palette. Mm-hmm. I would go for separates so yes. that everybody could
Can I be a bridesmaid? Because
you
this
can
sounds
be a bride.
Right at my street.
Yep, you can be a bridesmaid. I would give them a budget so they could essentially, if they wanted to like pay extra and get something that they're going to wear for the next 10 years, then brilliant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be so specific about shoes. I don't even know why I was so specific about shoes. Mm. Isn't that strange? Mm. Because really, you know, as long as no one's going to turn up in a flip-flop or, yeah. you know, a thigh boot. Not that I've got yeah. anything against thigh boots.
You love a thigh boot.
Brilliant, but perhaps not for the aisle, no. yeah, so I just send them off and say, you know, I'm having blue.
Mm-hmm. Pick a shade,
pick some separates. I think you can say ideally, I would like midi length. Mm-hmm. But that's not to say that I wouldn't appreciate anything else. Send me a link, pick what you want.
Yeah.
And if I was to pick a shoe, probably an ankle boot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be a bridesmaid. If I was going to do mine again, interestingly, I think because I had such a wild array of colours last time, I would totally pair it back and it would be probably more like yours and more that white on white type of relaxed, chilled vibes for mine. And I think similarly to you, I'd probably send them off with a budget, get what you think. Or actually what I found interesting when Adam got married, so Adam is the co-founder of Rock My Wedding, when he got married they did a similar thing, didn't they? So they yeah. had, they were all white but slightly different styles, and I just yeah. thought it looked
yes
perfect.
In fact,
so lovely.
I'm going to take credit for one of those dresses.
Oh, do?
I found one from Zara.
Ah,
I was
well,
like, you need this.
Well, that's why it was so stylish. But I do think and maybe it's an age thing. I don't know. I'm a bit older now. I've been married for 7 years. Maybe I've got a bit more faith in my friends that I would choose to be my bridesmaids and sending them off to get their own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe an age is to do with it.
Yeah, and I think from our experience, that's what we want to tell our brides,
yeah.
isn't it? Like, your day away, which is what we always say, anything goes, but definitely be confident
yeah.
in your choices.
100%.
Don't feel like it's a wedding, I have to have everyone matching, or, you know...
Yeah, I have to have everyone mismatching. Oh my
yeah,
gosh, that's not going to be
yeah.
cool.
Or I have to have, like, this particular trend because Rock My Wedding on their podcast have just said that separates are in.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you have to have
And
that.
Different shades of blue.
Yeah,
no.
You just have to have... You know, what you want, what you like, what you've taken inspiration from, and do it in your own unique way.
Yeah. And that way you're gonna love the outcome, aren't you? How
yeah.
can you not love what you already love?
Yeah.
Definitely. So what about our trends for next year then? So 2019, what are we thinking is gonna be popular
Ooh,
for them?
Oh, this is exciting.
We like to try and predict things, don't we?
We do. Well, jumpsuits. We've seen them in various bridal collections the last few years, mm. but I think 2019 is going to be the year that it transitions to bridesmaids.
Why not? I love a jumpsuit.
Me too.
I mean, tricky when you've got to go for a wee. But,
True.
You know, it can be done. It can be dealt
it
with.
It can be done. Definitely more embroidery, mm. more pattern,
okay.
more prints.
Oh, cool.
Because I love a print.
Yeah, well, I love a print. Again, I feel like I'm a bit ahead of the curve with my smaller bridesmaids because they had a print.
There you go.
So ahead of the game.
But yeah, no, definitely really delicate embroidery. I think if you're going for a slightly more sort of festival, casual wedding, crochet.
Oh, crochet.
Crochet.
Love that.
Love that. In terms of style specifically and neckline specifically, we probably should talk about Meghan Markle.
Oh, we should always talk about Meghan Markle.
And the royal wedding. So her second dress, Stella McCartney, halter necks.
It's going to be everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm. Which is, I think, a good thing, because actually I think it's really flattering, actually.
Yeah, she just looked very the bomb in that.
Amazing. Like, yeah. So lots more halter necks. And again, on the subject of the royal wedding, yellow.
Oh, we're bringing yellow back.
We're bringing yellow
Justin
back.
Like Justin Timberlake.
Amal Clooney, mustard.
Yeah. Oh, she was absolute fire at that wedding, wasn't she?
Yeah, and apparently John Lewis fashion searches have gone up by 360% for yellow dresses.
Never.
I love a stat.
Wow.
And completely because of Amal and her mustard dress.
Oh, she
looks
so good.
It's not just mustard. There's buttercup yellow, lemon yellow, sunshine
yellow.
There's
one of your tonal bridesmaids.
Absolutely, one of the tonal bridesmaids trends.
Yeah.
Brilliant. In fact, by the time this podcast is released, you should be able to see the most stylish yellow bridesmaids dresses picks from us on rockmywedding.co.uk.
We're so helpful, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think we've about covered it for today, Charlotte, do you think?
Well, we could wax lyrical.
We could wax lyrical.
Bore the pants off everybody.
If you want to see links to any of the gowns we've discussed today, you can see all of those on our show notes. So you can head to rockmywedding.co.uk/podcast. You'll find all the episodes there. Click into the one that you want and all of our links will be there ready and waiting for you. So you don't worry about having to remember anything we've said today because it's all there. Show notes are also in your podcast app as well. And please, if you wouldn't mind, subscribe, leave us a review if you've enjoyed the chat today. It will just help other brides and grooms be able to find us when they're searching their podcasts. So thanks. It's been a blast. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Bye.
So much. I hope you enjoyed it.
This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rockmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram at rockmywedding, or buy the book Your Day, Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.